From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has provoked outrage from his critics for encouraging Russia to share any emails that it has from his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Trump was speaking in a Wednesday news conference where he downplayed accusations that he has close ties to Russia. Clinton's campaign manager has said there are signs that Russia hacked into the Democratic National Committee's email server and leaked embarrassing messages in order to help Trump's campaign. Trump called that idea ridiculous. He also told the news conference that he thinks Moscow may have potentially obtained sensitive emails that Clinton deleted from her personal server while she was U.S. Secretary of State.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Clinton's campaign responded by saying, "This has to be the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against his political opponent." Some Trump supporters said he was making a joke. Trump himself tweeted later that if Russia or anyone else has Clinton's deleted emails, they should share those emails with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Well, U.S. President Barack Obama will be the featured speaker at the third day of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Later Wednesday, he's expected to tell Americans why he thinks Hillary Clinton should replace him in the White House when he leaves office in January. Other speakers coming up include Vice President Joe Biden and Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine. This is VOA. Turkey's government has announced the dismissal of more than 2,400 military personnel and shut down scores of media outlets. Wednesday's moves appear to be part of a widening crackdown by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on his opponents in response to a failed coup against him earlier this month. At least one Turkish journalist was taken into custody, and arrest warrants were issued for about 50 former journalists of the country's largest daily, Zaman. The U.S. State Department said such moves against news media represent a troubling trend. European medical researchers say they have found a link between outbreaks of bacterial meningitis in West Africa and sandstorms in the area. Their research suggests that exposure to airborne dust and high temperatures in the Sahel region contribute to the high number of bacterial meningitis cases each year. VOA's Jessica Berman has more.
Most people carry the bacteria that causes meningitis in their nasal passages, but British and Belgian researchers think sand and other airborne debris that people breathe in during a storm carries the bacteria high into the respiratory tract, where it is more likely to develop into the deadly infection. Daniel Neal is a researcher at the University of Liverpool in the school's Institute of Infection and Global Health.
In our noses, mouths and throats, some of these bacteria live quite harmlessly, and that's very common throughout the world. But what's very rare is for these bacteria to move from those sites in the nose, mouth and throat into places like the brain, the lungs or the bloodstream where they cause severe disease. So what we were able to show was that the dust increases the likelihood of the bacteria moving from the mouth, nose or throat into these other sites where they cause severe infection.
Over the past 10 years, there have been about 1 million cases of bacterial meningitis in the Sahel, resulting in some 100,000 deaths. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
And finally, John Hinckley, the man who attempted to assassinate U.S. President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago, will soon be released from a government psychiatric hospital in Washington. A U.S. District Court judge said the 61-year-old Hinckley is no longer a threat to himself or others and will be allowed to live with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia, as early as August 5th. Hinckley has been confined to St. Elizabeth's Hospital and permitted to make monthly supervised visits to his mother's home. His new living arrangement will be subject to monitoring and psychiatric treatment that could be phased out over the next year or so. The judge's order requires authorities to return Hinckley to the hospital if he violates the terms of his release.
That's the latest world news from VOA.